To pray, and I thought a song this morning that Brother Terry just touched on it, and I hope that it's got a few verses in it. And but I want you to listen to the words of this song. The name of it is Barabbas, and Barabbas was the man that they released. He was a murderer, and they released him. And they crucified the one had done no evil.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
A name they call Barabbas, and for murder they held me. My sentence has been rendered. Today I'll die nailed to a tree. I denied that I was guilty, though I knew I was the man. Lord, I dread those rusty nails. They will soon drive in my hand. As I lay here in the prison, I'm living my last days. The soldiers will be coming to carry me away. My soul is lost forever in the flames down below. I knew the law, but did not keep it, and I'm unprepared to go. The soldiers now are coming. I hear the scuffle of their feet. The angry mob is yelling, nail that traitor to a tree. But they marched on by my prison. Then the street was very quiet. I just don't understand it, for they've left me here alone. My prison door swung open. I saw a Roman soldier's face. He said, "Fear not, Barabbas. There was a man died in your place." My heart began to tremble. I said, "Describe this man to me." He said, "His name was Jesus. He was a Jew from Galilee." The soldier had on a raiment. I saw the bloodstained spot. He said, "This robe you see me wearing, I won by casting lots. It belonged to that man Jesus. He was such a humble man. Not a word did he murmur when the nails went through his hand.
A
man died in your place. He died in my place. He died the cruelest death has ever been known to man. The Romans had a way about them. They knew how to punish men. And this man, Jesus, suffered it all. He was a man despised and rejected of men. And we hid, as it were, our face from him.
Yes, sir.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed today. Because he lives, we can live also. We live in a day and an hour, the time that men seem like their mind is on everything in the world. They're looking at the finer things of life. They're laying up treasures on earth. How can I make the better living for my family? Well, friend, today I'll tell you, Jesus has got the better way. To seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. He's got eternal life to give unto as many as will ask of him. Well, how did you obtain this life? Well, you obtain it through that man that they hung on the cross. There was no life, there was no law that was given that could give life. Or he said, verily, righteousness would have came by the law. But the law came by Moses. But grace and truth, it came by Jesus Christ. Well, I want to say today that I want to preach grace today. We're living in the covenant. There was a covenant called the law covenant, and it could not give life. But I'm living in the covenant of life today because of one man. Sin came into the world, but more also by the obedience of one. Listen, the day on that old rugged cross, life was given unto man. Listen, this morning, and I want you to have life. Young people, I look here today, just young men and women, old alike. Listen, I was just a young man when the Lord worked with my heart and showed me where I was headed to. Friend, and I thought, I want to go to heaven one day. As I told my little sister in the tater bin when I was just a young man, we was a sprouting the potatoes, and I said, I want to go to heaven one day when this life is over. Friend, the day and the best choice that I ever made was the choice that night. That night I chose Jesus to be the light of my life, brethren, for his light shined down deep within my heart, and I heard his sweet voice calling, brethren, today, friend, today, and he's calling unto you, he's calling unto all mankind, with outstretched arm. On the cross he cried, Lord, it is fitting, the word that he was given, the due for you and I. Here they nailed him to an old rugged cross. They beat him firm until he wasn't recognizable. The Bible said he was marred above any man, ever man, brother. Friend, and they drove the nails in his hands and his feet, and they raised him between two thieves, one on the right hand and one on the left hand. This morning, friend, can you see yourself there this morning? Can you understand? We all are just sinners by nature. Friend, and the law could not give life.
For verily, righteousness would have came by that law, but because of a man called Jesus, giving his life on that row, rugged cross, foretold long before he came that a man would die, brethren, for the sin of his people. Burn, listen today. The old writer said that a fountain would be open under the house of David, and living water would go forth in that day, half from the former sea and half to the hinder sea, both in summer and in winter shall it be, friend. And a fountain would be open under the house of David for sin and uncleanliness. Listen today, brother, there was coming the time that the bull, the blood of bulls and gold couldn't take away sin. Just stayed them from year to year. But the precious blood of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He was to give his only blood. He was to give his only son upon an old rugged cross. God sent him into the world, brethren, made of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem them from under that law. Brethren, and there on the cross, there was a man on the right side begin to cry, save thyself, Jesus, and save us also. They was transgressors, brother, and the writer said of old that he had been numbered among the transgressors. They hung him there. Why did they hang him there? For nothing that he done. There was no sin in him. There was no guile in his mouth. He was a perfect man, friend. But he went there for me, friend. He went there for you. Don't you see this morning? Jesus loves you, friend. What a death did he pay? He paid the debt that I couldn't pay, Brother Lonnie. Another day, friend. And he stretched out his arm. And he looked unto another man there. I was on the other side. And he had a different cry. I want you to have a different cry this morning. Jesus, when you come into thy kingdom, oh Lord, remember me. Brethren, I cried, oh Lord, remember me, deliver me off of this cross, brethren. I was nailed by sin, brother. I didn't have no redeemer. I had to look to Jesus, brother. He's the only redeemer. He's the savior of the world. He's a special savior unto the believer this morning. And Jesus turned to him. Listen what the Lord said. And he'll say it to you, friend. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Friend, if you don't know him this morning, listen, he's calling to you, and you can go to paradise. You can be where Jesus is. Where is paradise, brethren? It's wherever the Lord is. There's liberty there. There's peace there this morning, brother. And listen today, friend. And it was about the sixth hour, from the sixth to the ninth hour, brother. There was darkness over the face of the earth. That's the sixth hour to the nine. That's from 12 noon to 3 o'clock, brethren. When the sun should have shined the brightest, darkness came over the earth. I believe the birds stopped their singing, brother. I believe the cry of the little children around cried. His mother standing by and saw her son there on the cross, brother. And he said unto the disciple, disciple, behold thy mother. Behold thy son. For this cause came I in into the world. To this end was I born, that I might die the death that no other man could die. Listen, that holy Lamb of God hanging there for you and me, friend. I love to look sometime and see the agony, and what he suffered for me and you. Listen to me, brother. Brother, and all of a sudden, brother, he looked up to the heaven, brother, and said, "It's finished, brother. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" For a moment of time, he turned his face from his son, brother, that he can die for you and I. Oh, God, what a penalty you paid for me. Why am I worthy, Lord? I'm not worthy, I want you to know. It's by his righteousness I've been born again. By his grace I am saved. Through faith, not of works, at least any man should boast this morning. And brother, and when he give up the gold, listen, and he bowed his head, brother. Oh, Lord God, the Roman soldier for that. He meant it for evil, friend, but God meant it for good. He took a spear, brother, and rammed it into the side of our Savior, brother. And what came out of there, brother? There was blood, not only blood. There was blood and water. What did it signify? Oh, the fountain of living water was going to flow down the land, flow to the former seas, flow to the hinder seas. And the blood, what's it going to do? It's going to cleanse me from all sin. Oh, friend, today, it'll cleanse you this morning. There's no fuller soul I can cleanse you like the blood of Jesus. Listen, friend, today, he wants you to come to him. He wants to give you a drink of that water. He told that little woman at the well, brother, if you don't know who it was that spoke with you, you'd have asked of me, and I would have given unto you living water. Evermore give me this water, brother. Friend, cry today with all that's in you. Evermore give me this water, Jesus. He has a drink to give you, friend, that'll be in you a well of living water, springing up into everlasting life. When I get down in the valley, when troubles come, Brother King, and you sing your share of sorrow, but don't you know when all of a sudden, when you call upon the Lord, there the bubbling will begin, the fountain will begin to overflow, and the tears will begin to pour. And the Spirit of the Lord will begin to churn in the hearts of his people, brethren, and give them life and peace. Give them love unknown, brother. He said, "I'll cause the fountain to flow, and like a river will I give you a peace." Listen, that the world don't know now. The old writer is said and old, there is a fountain, and the stream thereof will make glad the city of our God. Listen, friend, he saw him in heaven, brother, when he left his sermon. They put him in a borrowed tomb. They took him down, brother, they put him in a borrowed tomb, but the tomb wasn't going to hold him, brother. Oh, prophesied on the third and appointed morning, he's going to come out of the grave. And we sang a song sometime, "Ain't no grave going to hold my body down, because he lives, I'll live also." He's going to resurrect me out of the dead state into a lively home in Jesus Christ this morning. Don't you love him this morning? Come see a man that told me all things I've ever done. He'll show you the way. He said, I'm the way, the truth. I'm the life, and by me, if you will enter him, you'll be saved, friend. Go in and out of the fire. Oh, friend, listen, and on that turning upon and morning, as they rose him, the Spirit of God brought him forth. Brother, and when the little woman on the first day of the week went into the tomb where Jesus lay, there was an angel on the side. Why seek ye the living and the bones of the dead? He's not here, Brother Kenny. He's gone, he's gone, he's gone. He's alive forevermore. And he sat down on the right hand. All the majesty on high, Brother Jim. All power and authority. Angels been made subject unto him. Sing your song. Oh, friend, won't you come and go with me to my Father's house? He has bread to spare this morning. He has love to give. Let the world don't know nothing about. He'll give you a bite of that bread. Moses eat. They ate manna in the wilderness. But Jesus said, I am the bread that come down from God out of heaven, that a man could eat thereof and never die, friend. You see, I'm not going to never die. I'm just going to live on the other side. Come and see me in my new home. A home, sweet home. Oh, how I long for thee. When will I ever get there, friend? Listen today, friend. He has life to give. Don't you want to go to heaven, brother? Don't you want to see the man that rose out of the grave on the third and appointed morning? Don't you want to hear his voice say, come up a little higher. I'm the one. They told John on the Olivet, John, behold, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore, John. I'm he, John, that they put in the grave, John. But oh, brother, listen today. I got the keys this morning, John, of death and hell. He's got the keys to your heart. Won't you open up and let him come into your heart today, friend? Just seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For the day of his coming is nigh. And who shall be able to stand the day of his coming? I tell you who's going to be able to stand. The man that's been down to the banquet house. And the banner over him's been love. Oh, brother. Love took him to the cross. Love brung him out. Love will call you unto him. Give him your life this morning. Don't wait, brother. The day of his coming is nigh. Who's going to stand in that day? Only them that's been born again is going to stand in that morning. It's the good Lord.
God bless you.